Post USA Championships podcast, Fabi. It's been about a couple of weeks since we last chatted in this setting. I was right here when we made our nice, beautiful, exclusive tier list. And I think we did fairly okay. I don't remember exactly where we put everybody, but we can definitely check it out. One thing is for sure, we did quite well on the title holders. Congrats.
Thank you. Very nice.
Won it, I would say, quite handily. At the end, it was a point and a half ahead of the field, but it wasn't easy. Definitely was not easy. It felt a bit similar to the last championships, where you started very strong, scored a lot of points, and then kind of slowed down towards the end. But what was your experience like?
Yeah, I think it was overall pretty good. It wasn't easy, for sure. I mean, last round could have gone different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't so sure. I knew that, like, normally my chances should be pretty good by the numbers going into the last round, but, like, somewhere out of the opening, I would have maybe put odds more at, like, a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, I really thought a Wonder had very serious chances to win.
That's in the last round.
Yeah, in the last round against Lanier, playing A3 on the first move. Actually, quite remarkable that you can play A3 against a top player and get serious winning chances out of the opening almost.
Yeah.
But it all worked out in the end quite well. And weird tournament, of course. I mean, we spoke a bit before all the weird things that went on. Okay. Player leaving the tournament halfway through always makes it the standings a bit funny. So we had like a 6-way tie for second. Also very unusual with +1. Everyone tied for second. Wesley also did score +1, but it counted as 50%. So he got 8th place with 50% without losing a game. 8th place without losing a game. Pretty bizarre, but
that's brutal.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
he didn't create any chances, so he was never in the fight for first anyway.
Never felt like he was even trying to create chances, at least from his opening choices. Even against you, it felt like he didn't want too much.
Yeah, he got some advantage. I mixed up the opening lines a bit.
Oh yeah, that was a scary one. Did he surprise you with this queen b3? Was that...
Yeah, I mean, it's such a forgotten line.
It's funny because, like, two against you in Blitz.
Queen b3. No, it's just so forgotten. Like, the last time I checked it was probably, like, at least a year, maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 days later, Andreyken used it to beat Gukesh.
Got a similar endgame.
So...
Which one is it? So, this one, yeah. d4, knight f6... Bishop b4, the rook goes in, and this queen b3. What's the idea of this queen b3?
I mean,
like, what's the only idea behind this queen b3?
I mean, you put the question to the bishop immediately. So compared to queen f4, knight c6, the queen is definitely better placed on b3 in case of knight c6. So black has some moves like a5. You don't want to give the bishop immediately, so c5 is standard response. A lot of theory here. So at this moment, I was kind of trying to remember... The theory of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking at it from the white side, I'm like, again,
doesn't look that bad, does it?
No, it's possible. It's possible. Wait, so what's the line?
Did you go h6?
No, h6 is a move. Queen a5.
Queen e5, yeah. Bishop takes.
Bishop f6, dc4, queen c4, gf6, rook c1.
Mm-hmm.
Queen c5, queen h4. Queen f4 is also a move. And normally I play king e7 first.
Yes.
And then white makes the move, I take in queen b4. I more or less remember that. But then I started to think, okay, I'll take in queen b4 first. And I had this, like, weird... I spent a lot of time on it. Weird thought in my memory, like, I've seen this position before. And I convinced myself that I'd seen it before. Of course, I haven't seen it before. And here white has, like, some various tries connected to the move f3, which I think we both just missed that this move even exists, which is very dangerous.
His king basically
and then
has to
surprisingly, black is probably okay in this position. Like, white takes a pawn, and then
tries to go for h4, get a knight back.
6, something like this. And then somehow black has, like, decent compensation.
Makes sense. I mean, this knight is kind of stuck.
Makes sense. So it wasn't like a disaster.
Yeah.
But he had to test me this way.
Anyway, he took on b4.
Yeah, and then it was kind of solid, more or less solid draw. But the same endgame, Gukesh did lose against Andreyken, so it had some poison.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, well, okay, Wesley.
And maybe that's why he took on B4. Perhaps he analyzed the endgame.
Probably.
And
then he wanted the
endgame. I know something in the endgame, and then went for it. Yeah, that makes sense.
But then the way that he played the endgame was very straightforward, and he wasn't really... Like, I thought if he tries to... I mean, he basically got this position without any rooks.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. This pawn structure.
Yeah, this pawn structure, knight on D2. Something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember exactly. And more or less, I mean, probably like here. And I thought, okay, he puts his knight on E3, and then he tries to play around.
Yes.
Pam, this is a weakness, so I'm more or less passive, and I was thinking, like, we get something like this, I guess. And then I was thinking, okay, I'll play A5 at some moment, maybe provoke B4, trade pawns, and then, like, if we get this type of position at some point...
How worried were you about this?
Not too worried.
Not too worried, yeah.
I thought, like... I almost always hold this. But, okay, there's some potential. Like, if these get traded, then, yeah, it gets very unpleasant. So, I don't know. I wasn't super excited.
Yeah.
Let's say, but then he went for, like, quick F4 plan, and we got this structure instead. More or less, like, it was kind of this position, I think. But I played, like, king. I think his knight was... F3, I played like here. I think it was exactly his position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here, here, and then we got like this structure. And it, okay, became a little bit too simplified.
That was a good move. You cannot go knight g6, or at least you shouldn't go knight g6.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I mean, at first I thought this would just be like an easy draw. And then, like something here, here, here. And then I realized that, okay, he can play it forever.
And he did.
He can play it forever. First, I was like, okay, how can I have problems here in general? Like, the only difference in the structure is this. I mean, my pieces are good. But, yeah, he played it forever. Eventually, it was a draw.
Yeah, in the studio, we actually thought that this game would be over. I think at some point, you guys were, like, repeating with knight g6, knight e5, some checks. And then I thought...
Okay, he was trying to triangulate. He was trying to play on.
I really thought that you guys are going to find the repetition. Also, from the body language, it felt like he wasn't playing for a win. But I guess he was.
He was, he wasn't too excited, but he was playing for a win.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a good hold. Definitely a good hold. And obviously the last round, going into that one, half a point. Actually, let's talk about the game against Wander, because that one was a bit flimsy.
Yes, I played very stupidly. You know, it's weird. It's like very unnerving when your opponent plays so quickly, quite good moves, and you just feel kind of stupid. The guy is playing really, really quickly and outplaying me. I feel like an idiot, but that's his style. Every game he was playing quickly, sometimes with some accidents. Like, he has a generally high level that he keeps.
Yes.
Playing quickly, and I think mostly because his positional feeling is good.
Yes.
So when it's positional, when it's not very dynamic, then even if he plays more or less instantly, he can play like between first and third line of engine. Like,
yes, very decent, very decent.
Then when it gets very, very dynamic and concrete, suddenly he should be spending more time.
That's what he did against Ray Rawson. That's how he lost. And to be honest, that's kind of how he lost against Linear as well. He was trying to make simple moves, and he didn't realize G5 is coming.
Yeah, I mean, he put his pieces perfectly in line for D3, rook C2.
Yes.
So yeah, after G5, I didn't know that if Linear was winning, but I realized that like Linear is certainly not worse anymore.
Yeah.
It turns out he was actually winning at that moment. So that also took the pressure off me. I was like... Linear.
I could see it on camera. Like, you kind of relaxed almost.
I kind of already felt like Linear is probably, like, out of the opening, I thought things are going really long. But the more the game went on, and then the time equalized, I was like, okay, probably Linear will hold this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's quite resilient. And after the initial, like, disaster for him...
How worried do you think he was? Did you get to speak with him after the game?
No. But, of course, he must have been worried in his position. Yeah. It was clearly, clearly very bad. So, yeah, Linear recovered plus one
after minus two in the first.
Minus two eight, and getting checkmated, literally checkmated against Sam.
Against
Shanklin.
Ah, Shanklin, yeah. Yeah. How he survived that one, holy smokes.
It was like force made in eight or something. Ridiculous.
How did he survive that one? No, he had an interesting event. Even the ones that he won, they were not very straightforward, actually. Clearly not very straightforward. The one against Sam Sevian, the one against the Wander. Obviously very shaky, Linear. But in the end, he somewhat proved his class by being resilient, I guess.
Well, I think he gained a bit of reigning
probably. Yeah, no.
Or more or less. Or more or less broke even, maybe. And considering the start, I think he should be not too unsatisfied. Anyway, let's get the tier list up and see.
Yes.
Review.
Yes.
Let's review. I more or less remember, but not perfectly. By the way, I'm glad that you've been talking to Yasser so much.
Yes.
Who's driving you guys?
I cannot tell you.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the appeal of the videos.
More or less. Okay, so we have one person in bad time, Sam Shankland. He finished minus two. I would say, even though he had some decent moments in the tournament, that's a pretty accurate ranking.
Yes.
Then we have two...
Especially for his standards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, he's definitely disappointed. He underperformed compared to his general level. We have two players in survival mode. Let's only mention one of them. We already talked about
Mishra.
Yeah, Mishra.
He probably should have been in bad time. We didn't realize it.
But to be honest, survival mode is kind of even worse than bad time.
I guess so.
He was just trying to survive the tournament and... Yeah, he really really had a bad one. I don't know what went wrong. He played so well last time, and this time just so poorly.
It feels like he has some difficulties with consistency nowadays. Mm-hmm. He's had a very up and down year. I remember he lost like 25 rating points at the World Juniors and then got out of the tournament. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's a very special event because you go to India. Maybe you have like some problems because of the heat, because of the food, whatnot. And then you start playing these extremely underrated kids. And then sometimes you lose. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
But then in Biel, he did really well.
He did really well there. He beat Prague.
Yeah, yeah.
He beat Prague with black.
So I think he was coming at his
up
highest.
And down, yeah. I mean, he definitely has a good potential. So I will say he was sick here. He had some...
You think so?
He had some infection, yeah. Mm. Clearly, you could see that he wasn't... So, okay, there's some physical side to it, of course, if you're sick... doesn't fully explain the result, let's say, but definitely can make matters worse.
Yeah.
So then we have three players in the middle. A Wonder. Obviously, a Wonder was kind of the main guy chasing me, so that placement was not too accurate. We underestimated a Wonder a bit. And also Grigori. Although I think it was a reasonable placement, he had a poor event and objectively...
He should have been in bad time.
Wasn't a good time. And Hans... had a pretty good event, like more or less by his standards, 27-35 performance, I would say.
But definitely not in the middle. We should have been fight for a podium at least.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely was... He and a Wonder should have been...
But he called me out. I wanted to put him in fight for a podium. You said that's a cope. So I had to choose one of the two.
Or do we want to make the internet angry or do we want to make them happy? If you put him in the top tier, internet's very happy.
Third tier, so.
Internet's very angry.
What if we put him in fight for podium?
No, this is a cop-out. You have to do either one or three.
Okay, let's go. Let's go with three.
Yeah.
I can say I made a mistake on this one.
Yeah, I think... No, okay, logically, of course, he's playing well these days and should have been a tier higher. Okay, you want to be a bit controversial. It's fair. It can be controversial. I think that...
Well, Wesley definitely was not in the title contention.
Also Levon.
And neither Levon, yes.
Yeah. But it was a weird tournament in the sense that nobody really was... Besides a Wonder, nobody was really having it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's go to from the players who are plus one. Like, Lenier, we mentioned already, he just recovered from a very poor start. Maybe if he hadn't had a poor start, okay, he could have fought for more. Levon, also, I think he was, like, shaky throughout, and then, okay, he recovered at the end.
Yes.
He didn't play badly overall. Like, he had a normal tournament, but, yeah, he wasn't fighting. Ray was just... up and down, like bouncing back and forth.
Yes.
I think he got second place by tiebreaks because he had so many decisive games.
I'll tell you a funny stat about Ray. You know, he's the winningest player of the 21st century.
53 games, right?
53 compared to like Hikaru's 52, which is a funny stat.
Yeah, definitely playing a lot. He's played a lot of these championships.
Yeah.
So is Hikaru, but Hikaru hasn't recently, so...
I think 20... What was it, 2019? Was that his last one?
Probably, yeah. He won 2019.
Yeah. And finally, you're getting pretty close. 4. Now, you took a break since 2016 for 6 years, and after that, a three-peat. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Very good. Very happy.
Must be feeling quite good. How about your form? How did you feel about your form in the last few rounds? Because that was obviously the big problem always, or at least in recent tournaments.
Yeah, well, at the start, I didn't feel good about my play. First two games, pretty bad. Against Hans, like, very shaky. Against Levon, quite a remarkable
miss.
Miss. Just like plus 11, but actually just force made at some point.
With 96.
Yeah. But even just not, like, why did she just play a 506? And I think he was more or less ready to resign. I could feel it in his body language. And at that moment, I probably relaxed. So, okay, definitely. And then I was like, why do I keep doing this? Like, I get such good positions, like just messing them up. Okay, so, but then after that, it was all pretty good. I mean, my game as Ray was really good. That was a really good game. Really excellent game, I think. That was probably my best game. Then against Misha was pretty good. Quite a good game.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Against Christopher, which didn't end up counting, but still. Okay, people said like I was playing badly and I was in trouble.
You took risks.
No, I mean, I wasn't playing well.
Was playing badly, you just took risks.
I wasn't playing well. I played an opening I'm unfamiliar with, and then I had two ways to sacrifice an exchange, and I chose the wrong one. Okay, it was a misevaluation. After that, I played a pretty good game. So
I mean, once he plays B3, I feel you're fully back in the game.
Yeah, no, then I played well. So it was one poor decision in the game. Of course, can be quite costly, but anyway, that game didn't count for the final result. So, and then Grigori, not amazing game, but okay, decent, I guess. Then I basically thought, okay, at this point in the tournament, all I need to do is draw my next two games and then think about the rest.
With black pieces.
Yeah, so I drew Sevian, I drew Wesley. I was just happy about that. So I wasn't trying to like keep scoring so much. Then against the Wonder was not a great game. Okay, not terrible, but...
But he saved it in the end. I mean, he gave you one opportunity and you pounced on it.
Yeah, I just kind of... That's why I traded queens. I basically thought, I want to change the... I understood queen e4 is not a really good decision, but I want to change the nature of the position, make it more concrete, because I don't want to keep playing this vague, sort of strategically risky. But yeah, it wasn't a good game. Then Lanier was a good game, I have to say. I mean, could have maybe put more pressure, but overall, not perfect, but a good game. And then last game was reasonable, considering the complexity, I guess. So
cool.
So overall, pretty good. No major blunders after Levon, the game against Levon. So.
That's good. Rating-wise, you gained some. Now you're number two in the world, back to number two in the world, and probably that's where you're going to be, unless Arjun continues climbing.
Arjun's winning a lot, so you never know. It's pretty close.
He's over 2,800. He's playing at the ECC, so still has a few more rounds before the month is over. How are you feeling about that one? Are you happy? Are you thinking about it? Or you don't really concern yourself too
my
much?
My goal is the FIDE circuit to do my best.
Yeah.
This was a good step. I have an absolutely insane schedule the rest of the year, so...
Yeah.
Try to keep some energy because I'm going to probably be dealing with some major jet lag. And
what's the schedule? What are we talking about?
Well, so we play the Chess 9-Olix, whatever they call it, the Fisher Random,
the one that starts in a couple
event
of days.
In a few days. So that's pretty easy. Okay, that's basically like an event where you chill. Like it's almost no energy.
It's like a fun event.
It's a fun event, yeah. Then I'm going to go to Singapore to play a match with Magnus. 2-day match. I don't know exactly the format, but I know that we're playing a Fisher Random match again. They called Freestyle Chess.
Yes.
This is sponsored and organized by Jan Butner.
Yes.
Who is doing the Weizen House event, right? He's doing
the GOAT Chess Challenge.
Yeah, they called it the GOAT Chess Challenge. We're probably calling it something different now, but it's like... series of Fisher Random events that are probably going to continue. So that's really good. I think that's going to be fun. And it's against Magnus,
No, that should be a fun one.
Quite a big challenge. Then I have to play U.S. Masters a few days later, so I'll go from Singapore to the U.S. It's a 13-hour time difference. Maybe 12 to Charlotte, because I'm going to Charlotte.
Did you book your tickets already to Singapore?
Yeah, I booked the flight back. Like, the way I do it, I kind of... Because it's such a crazy...
You're going back to Charlotte directly, right?
I'll come here. I have like a few days. But like going there is kind of insane in general, so I'm going to split the trip up a bit. And Yeah, then I play the U.S. Masters in Charlotte. Chess Club is organizing, I think. And that'll be tough, two games a day. That'll be important. I should really try to win that for my chances. Then it's not 100% clear, but there might be another open tournament, which I hope will happen, and I'll play. And then I chill for a bit, and
And then
then
we're wrapping
we'll
blitz.
wrap in Blitz in New York.
Big schedule, big schedule for sure. Very busy. Well, Fabi, I think we should probably leave it at that. We have a guest coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to record that and release that later on. I hope you guys have been enjoying the coverage of the US Chess Champs. I've tried to keep up with Yasser. That's a pretty fun conversation we have every single time we come back from the studio to our respective hotels, and he was nice enough to agree to it. So, did you watch any of those? Or
Not really. Oh, and of course, congratulations to Carissa. She didn't end up winning all
oh,
her
yes,
games,
Carissa, yeah.
but she did become US champion. So, not 11 out of 11, but still, it's a title.
I mean, to be honest, I never thought that we're ever going to get anywhere close,
8 out of 8 is
but
pretty close. That's relatively. That's as close as you're going to
once she
get.
got to 8 out of 8, we were both kind of putting her at around like 50%
Yeah.
to win all of them.
Yeah, it was.
Statistics, it was about 13%.
Yeah. Which I guess numbers don't lie in the end.
Yeah.
Megan Lee stopped her. I really thought she would win that game. It looked very promising for her at some moment.
Completely winning, yeah.
But then something went wrong.
Megan Lee played a good game. She played a very good defensive game, and
Yeah, she's a tough opponent. She was like struggling, but then somehow she fought back very well.
yeah,
So.
inconsistent. Inconsistent, but she can definitely play.
Yeah. So I guess the dream will have to wait.
And Begim, she got silver for like the nth time. I think she played three championships. She got three silvers or something like
I mean, considering how Carissa did, I think she can be happy with her. So,
that.
I mean,
It's kind of Team USA in the Olympiad, yeah? Considering how India did.
no, the final standings, like, they do make sense. Like, the top three makes sense.
I think we did pretty well in the women's. We also put like half the field in the title contenders.
Yeah, maybe that was ended up being a bit too optimistic. But yeah, Carissa, Begum, and Alice are like quite strong, so it did make sense. Yeah, was an interesting tournament.
Cool. All right. Well, cheers, guys. Thank you for watching. Don't forget, subscribe, help the channel grow. We're on a good trend right now, and we're definitely planning more and more content. Let us know whether you enjoyed all the conversations with Yasser and what you would like to see in the next few episodes. Until then, cheers, and once again, congrats for your fourth title.
Thank you.